Welcome to Slug's bi-weekly Slug Soundwaves podcast. Here, in our print mag and on slugmag.com, enjoy our curated content that highlights the best of Utah's alternative and underrepresented music, arts, events, and community subcultures. If Slug has benefited you or someone you love, consider contributing to sustain our existence. Head to slugmag.com/donate to join our community of donors.
KRCL was founded in 1979 to bring a more diverse voice to Salt Lake City and surrounding areas. KRCL is community funded and supported, which allows diverse commercial free programming that varies from indie to hip hop, blues to bluegrass, metal, punk, indigenous, and bilingual programs. Every weekday at 6 p.m., KRCL's Radioactive brings you grassroots activism and civic engagement with punk rock farming and live local music on Fridays. Tune in to KRCL at 90.9 FM, stream at krcl.org, or download the app on the App Store.
Shh. Are
you listening?
This
is
Slug
Soundwaves.
We're Bone Throwers. We're a psychedelic punk band, Boiler Room, Love Child, and we play kind of genre-bending psychedelic music, like a little dose of punk in there, you know? But I'm Adam. I'm the singer and guitarist and violinist.
I'm Gavin. I'm the drummer.
I'm Jake. I play bass.
I'm Stone. I play guitar.
I'm India, and I also sing.
Together, right? We all play that sound of music, that psychedelic, like garage rock, right? But what I think is cool that I've noticed about us is we all have such a differing opinion and taste in music.
Yeah.
Like, really. But we all kind of appreciate everyone's taste, even though it's so different. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true. Mm-hmm.
So I think that helps us get there also. I don't know.
Yeah. I know. I feel that.
Elaborate. Maybe.
We have a couple of solid bands that all of us are equally obsessed. We have probably three bands that all of us together are equally obsessed with.
Totally.
That brought us together even more. Animal and Sniffers, probably.
That's a good one.
The one that brought us together the most over the summer, I feel like.
Yeah.
Frankie and the Witch Fingers is huge.
Frankie and the Witch Fingers is the big one. OC's King Gizzard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say just the crackling energy of the young, punkish and psychedelic minds of our community, you know?
Playing loud, you know. Music, dude. It's awesome.
Yeah, putting together bitchin' riffs and
Same thing with listening to it stupidly loud is just, it's awesome.
It's just fun.
I don't know. It's fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Once your face gets melted off your skull, you spend the rest of your life trying to do that to other people, you know.
Time for
myself,
Adam, and Gavin since beginning of high school, middle high school, something like that.
Yeah, we originally had a quick idea to do Battle of the Bands senior year of high school, but we just couldn't put it together.
It fell apart, so
make it happen.
Yeah, and then you guys kept playing together for
years. We were just always jamming together because I was getting into guitar and Stone was kind of the school guitar renegade, if you will.
the local sage
on heady riffs at such a young age, for sure.
Weir and the Jerry Garcia.
me and Stone used to play a lot of Dead covers at the coffee shop in Riverton.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
That's right. I sat in on one of those with you guys.
That's right.
That was fun.
Gavin did play one of them with us.
Well, borrowed a cajon from
I don't even
who
know.
Knows?
I,
yeah,
we,
where did we
pulled
get
that
it?
Out of somewhere.
Yeah. No, that was fun though. That was cool. Had like 2 days of rehearsal and then.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, just went
Which
up
that there. Was a lot for us when we would just do it the day of and we're like, all right, what are we gonna try to do? It would usually not be the greatest for sure.
Yeah. No. It was and fun. Later in high school, me and Stone and Gavin just would go into Gavin's basement and lay out some really Hesh-worthy riffs, a la Sleep, or
that's true,
or like Mars metal. Red Sky.
Uh-huh. Mars Red Sky was awesome.
Truck Fighters.
Yeah.
You remember when you brought over that little that tape recorder that you figured out how to tape over?
Oh yeah, the other
tapes.
Yeah, tape.
Do you remember what tape you brought over?
Dude, I'm sad, dude. It was a good one, dude. It was Funkadelic, man. Yeah. It was the first Funkadelic tape. I was like. The hell is this?
We're taping over this. Yeah, George Clinton?
Yeah, George Clinton, who?
Yeah, who?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you still have that anywhere?
I couldn't tell you. It was called Stone Gavin's mixtape or something. I can't remember what we labeled it. My mom found it. She was like, what is this, dude?
Over Funkadelic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
It was sad.
Unfortunate.
Yeah.
And then
hindsight.
2 years ago, Gavin had a little Halloween house show, right. And, we were starting, me and Stone were working on the EP and like kind of showing Gavin our ideas, the first EP that became the Bone Throwers Strange Gift EP. We were showing it to Gavin. He came and laid the drum tracks out in 2 weeks after we had written everything. Just came on in and fucking
just a monster.
Pounded it out and dipped.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
In a fraction of the time it took us to get everything else done. Yep. But, yeah, and then we played Gavin's little house show as a four-piece under the alias Pit Leper.
That's right. Pit Leper, yeah.
And within the next year, we had formed the full group by spring of this year. Yeah, we got two EPs, and then we've actually...
We just finished recording a new single, and we're going to get that out ASAP.
This is, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, this is the first thing that we're all a part of the full recording process, correct?
Yep, writing and recording.
Writing and recording.
Yeah, so this single is each of us with our respective parts for the first time. The debut band recording.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm stoked for it.
Me
it should
too.
Be pretty sick, dude.
It's... Mm-hmm. It definitely supersedes our past expressions, I'd say. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would agree. It just sounds like more like if you've ever seen us play around live, it just sounds a little bit more like that does.
Yeah, for sure.
Than like a super, like, I don't know, like studio recording kind of endeavor. This one sounds like more of a live recording,
yeah,
I would say.
Yeah, for sure. The EPs were very much like studio works, and we had to kind of translate that after the fact because...
Yeah, to play it.
They were kind of born in the DAW.
Uh-huh.
I was born in the DAW.
Uh-huh.
Begotten of the
DAW. What? I was just saying, it sounds... it's pretty similar to our... Like, we've been recording all of our practices with, like, live demos and stuff, and it's really not very different from any of that. Like, they all sound super similar to what the final results sounding like so far. So
yeah, for real, definitely translated to the old reel a lot better than some of this other stuff would have if it had come the other way around.
Yeah, I think so.
To digital tape, if you will.
Yeah. So our two EPs were originally intended to be an LP, but we just kind of were in the process of acquiring the gear and learning how to use it and learning how to track and learning how to mix and master. And it just took a really long time to get all 10 of those tracks produced. So we kind of split it up into two EPs. The first one was kind of our more like softer orchestral psychedelic stuff. And then the second one was our kind of like more... high energy, like spooky kind of stuff, you know. And I was gonna say it took us about a year to kind of write and plan out and get all the demos down for, and then Yeah, we had this this titan of the drums come through and lay down his magic mighty pronto. And then from there, we just kind of tuned everything into the exact like groove of Gavin's drum tracks and built it on a strong foundation. But yeah, we kind of really experimented like with what kind of sound we wanted to have, because we don't really have a specific genre other than like psychedelic. That's not really a genre anymore. It's just kind of like an umbrella term with everything with like Gnarly Detail and shit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was getting closer to like what we kind of like now that we have Gavin, like full band, you know, stuff going. It's like just, it was that next step like a little bit closer. It was also our first one that where we had India singing with us as well on the track Ferryman, which is, I don't know, that one might be my favorite track.
Yeah, that's
there.
A good ass track.
Just
that was fun because I just came back from New Orleans. And mm-hmm. we basically wrote that whole song around New Orleans and just spooky. Well, Adam wrote that whole song around New Orleans and the spooky vibes. It was so fun. I got back from New Orleans right after we finished recording it, and then we performed it like right when I got back.
Both EPs were released on a full moon. Fun fact.
Also, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So these guys keep talking that like I came in and helped them like kind of finish it. I can't tell you how intimidated I was to go in to the studio, and you guys are like, I got 10 tracks. And I was like, oh, okay, let's figure this out, right? Like, it was just a huge puzzle. But and I thought it was just going to be, you know, just, like, pretty basic. Like, I'll sit down and just play, like, a quick four on the floor and, you know, or like, just a basic rock groove, and we'll kind of get it out, you know, it'll be easy. But no, you guys showed me these tracks, and I was like, oh, man, I got to, like, really write drum tracks. This is insane. So, yeah, mad props to you guys for putting that all together in your heads before a drummer. That's pretty incredible. So
yeah, you know.
Crappy MIDI drums, man.
Yeah. MIDI drums to the rest.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sequence.
Yep.
Yeah. And then we keep kind of touching on that Halloween show that we did at my house with Jake. I remember the first time that you came down into my basement and started playing. Mm-hmm. I didn't really think we were like a band, right? Obviously, we still sounded empty.
Yeah.
But then, as soon as you came downstairs and started playing, and you and I locked in that fast, like, dude, game over. New band, like 100%. It was cool. Yeah.
That definitely locked in. I still remember on that.
Easily
locked in.
What else is new? That Halloween show. My bass cable like totally cut out for like half of like two of the songs.
Yeah. Do you remember that? Yeah.
Yeah, there was no bass for like half of the songs.
The illustrious 20-minute set. Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch out for the new single. It's gonna be dope.
What's it called?
It's called Sun Don't Come Down. Sometime, probably in a year or so, we'll have another LP.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be
pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Pretty epic.
Yeah, pretty fun.
Technocratic.
All DIY again, but
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'll be
cool.
Same. Yeah. Same good stuff.
DIY forever. God is good. This track is really awesome because it features the Mighty Stone Barons on some spooky old-timey electric guitar, and then India's haunting glorious melodies. Gavin keeps that shuffle going hot. It's red hot.
Not to mention Adam's two violin solos in there.
Oh, yeah.
Which, that's my favorite part.
Very, very cool.
Very cool.
Right.
But yeah, I guess that's our most, I would say that's our most deviant genre-wise.
Yeah. Just,
you know,
a fun song.
Just, yeah,
yeah.
It's really down there.
Mm-hmm.
It's really down
spooky
there.
Spooky on a gloomy day.
Yeah.
Maybe you're in the woods.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
In a swamp.
Light a candle.
Yeah. Light a candle.
You're about to hear Ferryman from our EP 2 in its entirety. We'll be right back.
money. When the thunder comes rolling in, 'cause ain't no preacher man's God will teach you that the lightning don't count your sins. Could have borrowed from your bottle of brandy, a cup of dry sherry or two. I'll tell you little stories about the talk of the town, but that cup will probably turn to a few. I've been working this hard for so long, I don't remember seeing sea out of view. And someone walking there with dogs in the dark, he's got an evil done deal to make a weary man stay out of you. Man, row your skiff. You better make port for the bell rings four, 'cause if you don't, you won't hear the fifth. The ferryman charges the bargain, a dollar piece will get you right. It takes you out past where the foghorns herd, and you'll be washing back to shore on the tide. If you believe
check out our Spotify. We're on Apple Music. We're on Bandcamp. We're on
Deezer.
We're on Deezer.
YouTube.
Napster.
Uh-huh.
And then January 3rd, we've got a dope little shindig lined up with Rugburn and Sleep Cult at DLC. It's going to be a riot. Come on down. Check out our new single when it comes out, Sun Don't Come Down. It's a Groovemeister, so be ready and be warned.
If you enjoyed this episode of Sound Waves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
This episode was produced and edited by me, Nate McQuivy, coordinated by William Hughes, and promoted by the Slug Magazine editorial staff. Be sure to check out this month's issue of Slug. You can find a copy any place cool or at slugmag.com.
Did you enjoy this episode of Slug Sound Waves? You and the local community can continue to enjoy Slug Mag's content for free, but please consider making a one-time or ongoing contribution. Each contribution, no matter the amount, helps support Slug's creation of thoughtful media coverage on SLC's music, arts, events, and community subcultures. Head over to slugmag.com/donate to make your contribution today.